Welcome to Dr. Sex Fairy, America's number one sexuality podcast. I am Dr. Kanwal Bawa, America's favorite sex doctor, and I am here to transform your life. I ask questions and broach topics that are integral to a life well lived. For the last few years, one has been hearing a lot of discussion about biohacking, but what exactly is that? It isn't the easiest concept to describe. In my opinion, biohacking is, at its core, about helping people live longer, healthier lives. Longevity is another major buzzword in this arena. We are learning ways to increase our lifespan and health span, but what about our sex span? I coined the term to discuss the concept of being sexually active and fulfilled both in the present and the future. If you are going to have a longer lifespan, shouldn't you also be having really good sex throughout? I asked this question when I spoke about how to biohack your sex span at the Biohacker Expo in Miami a few days ago. I had a wonderful conversation with the actor William Shatner at that event. What a great example of longevity. He is 93 years old and living his best life. He is mentally sharper than a Japanese Santoku knife and is still working and learning at an age that not many even live to. The question is, how can we take the concept of longevity and marry it with my concept of sex span? Before I go into the five ways you can biohack your sex span, let's talk about stress, baby. When we think about stress, we tend to think about emotional stress. We tend to ignore the effects of chemical and physical stress. Some common triggers of emotional stress can be relationships, death, divorce, sibling rivalry, dating, or even being single and lonely. Work can cause stress. Money problems can cause stress. Even physical stress or illness can cause emotional stress. Chemical stress can be caused by nutritional deficiencies from ultra-processed fast food diets, as well as extreme diets that are all the rage today. Think about hormones. They are directly linked to sexual function and are chemicals too. There are hormone replacement clinics popping up everywhere, but most of them don't understand that hormones shouldn't just be replaced, they should be balanced. These pill mills and their patients need to realize that there is a fine line between having adequate testosterone and too much testosterone based on the individual. And testosterone is not the only hormone that they should be looking at. Let's talk about drugs, alcohol, and even smoking as another form of chemical stress on the body. Think about environmental toxins. Even BPA in plastic bottles is a form of chemical stress. And then, just like physical stress can cause emotional stress, chemical stress can also cause emotional and physical stress. What is physical stress, you ask? Any kind of acute or chronic illness can cause it. Blockages in blood vessels can cause it too. These blockages can lead to heart disease, erectile problems, and so many other issues. In fact, blockages in blood vessels are the number one cause of erectile dysfunction. Next, there is physical atrophy. This is your tissue aging and wasting away. Guess what? Not having sex will make your penis or vagina atrophy too. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Penises and vaginas are shrinking everywhere. But did you know that the clitoris can shrink too? Think of how tiny it is to begin with. There isn't much left if it starts to waste away. Episode 11 of this podcast is titled Use It or Lose It, and you should listen to it for more information about what causes atrophy, how to avoid it, and how to treat it if you do suffer from it. When we think about physical stress in the context of sex, we cannot go further without discussing injuries from sex. Let's look at Peyronie's, for instance. When men start to notice a bend in their penis, most of them can't recall an injury. There is some thought that Peyronie's can be caused by autoimmune diseases, but a significant portion is caused by injuries. You can't really fracture a penis because it doesn't have bones, but you can certainly injure it. The area that is injured starts to form plaque, and it grows over time. This is why both the bend and erectile function get worse. You see, the plaque is keeping blood from flowing through the area freely, which is going to have far-reaching effects including a smaller penis. Now what, you ask? Since the purpose of the Dr. Sex Fairy podcast is to help you live a more fulfilled life, let's biohack your sex span. While I can think of many ways to help you increase and optimize your sex span, I am going to focus on five main categories. Number one, don't stop believing. I have often said that your most important sexual organ is not your penis or vagina, it is your brain. What you believe, you become. Whether you believe that your best sex life is ahead of you, or you believe that you will never have a good sex life, or any sex for that matter, you are right. When we believe that we deserve something and take steps in that direction, the universe gives. Wayne Dyer once said, "If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change." I am going to pose a question to you. If your thoughts have the power to make you sick, do they also have the power to heal you? I am not telling you not to get medical treatment if you have cancer. What I am telling you is that nothing will work until you believe that it will. This concept carries into your sex life as well. I want to remind you to develop an attitude of gratitude. A 2016 study looked at 293 adults, mostly college students, seeking mental health counseling. They were recruited into the study before they received any treatment. They were divided into three groups. The first group wrote one letter of gratitude to another person every week for 3 weeks. They didn't have to send the letter to anyone, but 23% did send the letters out. The second group wrote about their deepest thoughts and feelings about negative experiences in their life. The third group didn't do any writing at all. All three groups received mental health counseling. The group that wrote gratitude letters was much happier 4 and 12 weeks after their writing exercise had ended. 3 months later, the group that had written gratitude letters and the group that did no writing at all were brought in to undergo MRI scans of the brain. The group that had written gratitude letters showed more brain activity in the medial prefrontal cortex when they experienced gratitude in the MRI scanner. I'm sure you are wondering what the medial prefrontal cortex even does. Well, it involves executive function, your personality, decisions, emotions, the choice between right and wrong. It makes us who we are. And this area had been changed by gratitude. Remember, this was 3 months after the letter writing began, and they had only written three letters. They didn't even have to express gratitude to another human being. Yet, 3 months later, gratitude was actually changing their brain activity. When such little effort can actually start to change your brain and cause change that lasts for months after your act of gratitude, can you imagine what an attitude of gratitude will do to your life, not to mention your sex life? The next way to biohack your sex span is what I call eat, sleep, move, repeat. This is where I discuss your lifestyle choices. When it comes to food, let common sense prevail. You have to eat a diet that includes fresh fruit and vegetables, protein, healthy fat, and fiber. I am not here to tell you that you have to eat keto. I am not here to tell you that you have to eat like people living in Okinawa, Japan. I am not here to tell you that you must eat a strict Mediterranean diet. I am simply telling you to find a diet that is on the healthier side and one that you can stick to. Reduce your intake of sugar and ultra-processed foods and watch your portion size. I am sure you are wondering why I'm talking about food. Just this year, the Journal of Sexual Medicine released a study about how age and obesity influence erectile function. It looked at 271 men who were obese and non-obese. These men were diagnosed with ED and were visiting a clinic. Ultrasound was used as a diagnostic tool to document penile blood flow. With increasing age, vascular changes or changes in the blood vessels were higher in obese men when compared to non-obese men. I mentioned this earlier. Blockages in blood vessels are the most common cause of erectile dysfunction. If you maintain a healthy weight, chances are you will have fewer blockages. Now let's talk about the importance of exercise. We know that exercise is good for our heart. Well, blood vessels are blood vessels no matter where they are. If it's good for your heart, it's also good for your penis or vagina. Let me tell you about a very interesting study that looked at a small group of 36 women who were sexually active and premenopausal. They watched a regular movie followed by an erotic movie. Then they did 20 minutes of vigorous stationary cycling. 15 minutes after that, they watched a regular film followed by an erotic film. Guess what? Their vaginas were firing. They experienced significantly more arousal than before exercise. And so, gentlemen, skip the roses. Buy her a Peloton instead. And by no means am I telling you that you are off the hook. Men who are obese have a 50% higher chance of developing ED compared to men who are not. And men who are moderately active or even inactive have a 40 to 60% higher chance of developing ED compared to men who are active and exercise at least 150 or more minutes a week. That's 2.5 hours a week. Think about that for a second. That is just 30 minutes of exercise 5 days a week. If you won't do that for your heart, do it for your sex life. Now let's talk about the connection between sleep, sex, libido, fertility, and even hormones. Testosterone, which is vital for sexual desire and function, is primarily released during sleep. If you aren't sleeping well, you are not going to have a good sex life. It is just that simple. To hear more about why sleep matters and how you can sleep your way to better sex, listen to episode 114 of the Dr. Sex Fairy podcast. You will get actual tips on how to make good sleep hygiene part of your life, which will then help you biohack your sex span. Number 3. The next way to biohack your sex span is what I call pill me up, buttercup. Let's talk about vitamin D first. Not only does it help your body absorb calcium, it is also vital in testosterone production in both men and women. Other vitamins that can boost testosterone include vitamins A, C, and E. Vitamin B3 or niacin has also been shown to improve erections. I recommend Dr. Sex Fairy supplements as an important tool in biohacking your sex span. My supplements are proudly made in the US. Renew is a testosterone booster. Enhance boosts nitric oxide, which in turn increases blood flow in your genitals and helps you have better erections or vaginal function. It increases blood flow to your skin, hair, and nails as well. So not only do you have better sex, you also look better while you're having it. Passion is my libido booster. It helps with sexual performance as well. You can learn more about the power of Dr. Sex Fairy supplements and why they work in episode 96 of the Dr. Sex Fairy podcast. There is also a link to the supplements in the podcast description of every episode that will take you to the store at drsexfairy.com. Let's go to the fourth way to biohack your sex span. I call it good vibrations. We are now going to talk about how treatments can change your sexual function and intimate health. Shockwave therapy is an excellent way to break down the plaque that builds up in blood vessels in both men and women. I specify this because shockwave is seen as a male treatment. It just boggles my mind. Don't women have the same blood vessels? Unfortunately, there's a huge range between the providers who claim to be doing shockwave therapy. Very few are actually covering all the areas that need to be treated and using enough energy. I do a proprietary form of shockwave therapy at my Boca Raton practice, Bava Medical. Bava Wave is painless, but very, very effective and has been a game changer for the people who travel to me from around the world. I also believe in the power of radio frequency for both men and women. In this case, radio frequency is seen as a female treatment. I am using the Bava RF protocol to increase blood supply, build collagen, and more. And again, there is a significant improvement in function. We are also doing vaginal radio frequency microneedling to further rejuvenate and preserve vaginal tissue. The Bava shot is also for men and women. I use blood from you to help heal you. I take your blood and spin it down into PRFM, which is a stronger form of PRP or platelet-rich plasma. It uses your growth factor to stimulate your stem cells and, again, leads to better function, sensation, and tissue health. All these treatments help urinary incontinence in varying degrees. To further strengthen the pelvic floor, we do a treatment called Barvatone, which literally kegels for you to a level you cannot achieve on your own. The best part is none of these treatments hurt. And if you are unhappy about the way you look down under, we can fix that too. Women are often unhappy with the way their labia look over time. Things can get loose and floppy down there in some women. It matters to some of you, and it does not matter to others. For those of you who want to improve the appearance and health of your external area, there is the Bava Lift Non-Surgical Labiaplasty. You have to love all your lips, ladies. Bava Medical was the first medical practice in the U.S. to use a topical collagen biostimulator that literally changes your skin without any cutting, lasers, or discomfort. In fact, I presented my before and after pictures at the Vegas Cosmetic Surgery Conference, and doctors were amazed at what can be achieved non-invasively. Confidence is a huge part of your ability to have a fulfilling sex life. If you feel better about the way you look down there, you will also be happier having someone playing there. Number 5. Last, but certainly not least, let's talk about the 5th way to biohack your sex span. Let's drip it like it's hot. This is the category of biologics. I already discussed the importance of PRFM, platelet-rich fibrin matrix, while discussing the Bava shot. I am using PRFM not just in the penis and vagina, but on faces, hair, just about anywhere. It is profoundly rejuvenative. I am also using exosomes, which are, simply put, the active ingredient in stem cells without any DNA. Just like PRFM, these can help just about any part of your body, but certainly the penis and vagina. Exosomes can come from human sources and even plant sources. I am also using IV therapy to optimize not just your sexual health, but your overall health span and longevity. You are able to absorb more nutrients intravenously than orally in many cases. And there you have it, folks. 5 ways to biohack your sex span. This is a very important concept and one that you should share with your friends, the members of your family you like, and your partner. As the late poet Maya Angelou said, "When you know better, do better." Now you know better, so go out and do better. Feel free to contact me through my website, drsexfairy.com. You can always give us a call or fill out the contact form on the website. There are several links to help you in the podcast description below. Please subscribe to the Dr. Sex Fairy podcast on platforms like Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and leave this podcast and me a 5-star review. Your subscriptions and reviews will help this podcast grow and reach more people around the world than it already does. For those of you on YouTube, don't forget to like this video, share it with your partner and friends, and subscribe to the Dr. Sex Fairy channel for more great content to transform your life. Until next time.